1 2 3 4
Okay, so I was born in Detroit, Michigan, right? And when I was a little kid, we moved out to the middle of nowhere. We got a big plot of land and called ourselves farmers. And on the first day of school, I stood by the side of the road waiting for this rickety school bus to stop. I had that hopeful first day of school feeling you get, my little backpack, my little trapper keeper, you know. I was ready to go, first day. The bus stopped, packed with screaming kids, hollering, noisy. I stepped on, looked down the row of seats, and everything got quiet. Real, real quiet.
2.
See, we were the only black folk for miles around. Every seat could hold 2 people, and I went to sit down right next to this little toe-headed boy, and he spit in the seat right where I was going to sit. I kept walking down the aisle, and every open seat, someone spit, daring me to sit in it. And the bus driver's like,
"Hurry up! Hurry up and sit yourself down!"
3.
And I kept walking further and further toward the back of the bus. I'm running out of options. Big, big globules of saliva. They're waiting for me on every seat.
I said, "Sit yourself behind one of them seats."
And I get to the very back of the bus, the very last seat, and there's a little girl about my age sitting with her backpack in the empty seat. And I can't turn back around. I can't turn back around. I do not know what to do.
4.
And the little girl moves her backpack, slides it to the floor, and I sit down. I don't say a word. She doesn't say a word to me. We ride. And the next day, I walk past the leering, the shouting, the hollering to the back of the bus. And Mary Jo, I know her name is Mary Jo now. She moves her bag, and I sit down.
5.
Every day, we never speak. Just ride the bus. Then, about halfway through the year, they switch up the bus route. And instead of the last one picked up, I'm the first. So for the first time ever, I get on an empty bus. Force of habit, I go back to my old seat. And we ride.
6.
Picking people up. And you know, this is rural Michigan. Nobody's rich, but some of us are really poor. Really poor. And if you are a really poor family living in some mobile home in Michigan, in the middle of winter, there's a good chance your water pipes would freeze. Not enough insulation. And this means when you're getting ready for school, you don't have any water. No bathing.
7.
And when you're in this situation, you've got 2 choices, neither of them good. You can go on to school, stinking of whatever chores you had to do around your little farm, or you could try to mask the smell under cheap perfume. On this day, Mary Jo went the perfume route, and when she got on the bus, the stink was like someone slapped you in the face. It smelled like rotting flowers pressed on top of barn filth. Everyone start hollering.
8.
She kind of held up her head and looked toward the back of the bus. I looked right at her. She looked right back at me, and I turned my head away as if I didn't know her. I hoped she would get the hint. I hoped she wouldn't come all the way back because it would just come to me. I wanted her to sit with someone else. I just wished everyone would stop screaming. Then she was there, looking at my seat with my backpack blocking her, just looking. And for a moment, for a long moment, I looked straight ahead.
9.
Ben, I was so ashamed. I was so ashamed of myself. I moved my backpack to the ground, and she sat down right next to me. And we rode. And we didn't say anything. The bus kids turned around to hold their noses and scream at her. And they screamed at me sitting next to her.
10.
And you know, for the first time, I didn't care. I didn't care what anybody thought. I didn't care if they punched or spit or swung. I didn't care. I just wanted to say something to her. I wanted to say, I'm sorry. Instead, I said, hey, my name's Glenn. And Mary Jo said, I know your name.
11.
And we talked. Two little kids in the back of the bus. We just talked. Today, from PRX and NPR, Snap Judgment proudly presents Absolution. Real stories about real people extending the hand of forgiveness. My name is Glenn Washington, and this is Snap Judgment.